Yeah, just had that little big incident with Roman Reigns backing up the ambulance like a madman trying to kill Braun Strowman. If that was real life, it probably would be Roman Reigns would be took to the court of law and being suspicion of attempted murder, because that's what it looked like there. Attempted murder. Roman, you should be ashamed of yourself. Great for Roman Reigns, puts more ruthlessness and intensity to his character. That's great for Roman. And it's kind of like Bret Hart and Stone Cold. It reminds me, because the way that Braun Strowman walked out the ambulance shows that he's indestructible, but he's a tough motherfucker. Like, anyone who was backed into a truck like that would be fucking destroyed or even die, right? And the way that they shot it, obviously, he weren't in the back of the ambulance, obviously, because he'd die, basically, if that happened. It shows the ruthlessness and how far Roman Reigns is willing to go for someone that he does not like. And he does not like Braun Strowman. And this is going to put a new element to the rivalry. This rivalry is going to be like the rivalry of the year, I think. Shows the ruthlessness of Reigns. Reigns has done great in this match. That selling and showing the ruthlessness and aggression that I love. And that takes it to the furthest of what he did after the match. And the match was a freestyle, but after the match, puts the rating up on this show. And it reminds me of the Bret Hart Stone Cold match where Bret's gotten a sob shooter and Austin's supposed to be the heel, and obviously that he does never gives up, and then Bret gets booed and Austin becomes babyface. It kind of reminds me of that. It won't be the same, obviously, because times have changed, but Braun Strowman just showing how tough he is, just walking away from that. It's the crowd, that's the clap. That's like a face turn, really. So I can't see Braun Strowman being a heel, to be honest, after that, because that's a bit, that's a babyface move. And basically, that's showing how tough he actually is. So the crowd are going to start to love Braun Strowman even more when he comes back, definitely. EMTs had to open up the ambulance. And you're thinking, is Braun Strowman going to be dead or whatever? But the look on Kurt Angle's face was great. As he was like, concerned. And on his watch, because he's general manager, Braun Strowman could have been dead. That's what he was thinking. Attempted murder. Roman Reigns, that's what you're facing now. If you want a piece of Brock Lesnar, you try after Brock Lesnar. Well, you're a punk ass. That was a great storytelling there. As we get to the main event of Samoa Joe versus Lesnar now, the promo leading up to it. My destiny has brought Lesnar at the end of it. It's everything I've ever wanted. I'm taking my time off today to do this podcast. Then I'm going to write my book and go and post some things off. I get a PD. I pay tonight. I hope I win this bid, because this bid is a very good one. It's called a Vintage Raw Wrestling Magazine, which I got a lot for sale on Shypok, and I'm creating my own site. It's going to be called sfsfordiscounts.com, which I'm in the process of designing the pages. So I'm going that way, so I'll redirect you. I got all the vintage stuff. I'm going to bid for more vintage magazines, but I got all the vintage WWF magazine from the Attitude Era, the official ones, and some of the Raw ones, and I've got all the Power Slam ones as well. So if you want me to read them out, if you don't want to buy them, if anyone requests me to read them in a funny type way where I put on my voices, then I will do. I'll read the Power Slam magazines out on my future podcast. But yeah, I've got all the old magazines. I've got all the new Injustice ones as well, which I'm selling at a very cheap price. So visit Shypok for that. Free PayPal is the best way to pay. If you live round in my area, come to my house and pay cash up front. Do it either way, but I always do my postage for free. That's all I can say. I like Simone Jones' music. And music brings you up. Probably the best music on WWE at the moment is Simone Jones' music and Brock Lesnar's. Fires you up for a fight. Like, I like to hear Simone Jones' theme or Brock Lesnar's theme as I went into battle. Here he comes. I'm getting my feet when I got this music comes. The Beast incarnate is coming. It's going to be a match, hopefully. I expect this to be a good match. Samoa Joe is not backing down from Lesnar. I'm telling you that for now. He ain't scared of Lesnar. And the crowd are chanting Joe. Because at the end of the day, Joe has put it down. His matches with CM Punk, if you watch them on YouTube, the matches with Kurt Angle, he's a legend. And he's a one tough Samoan motherfucker. But obviously Lesnar is on a league of his own. Lesnar is in a Mike Tyson type league. He's a fucking beast. I just get fucking revved up when I see fucking Lesnar out of the fucking ring. Look at the fucking look on his face, man. You see a weigh-in when he weighed in with Mark Hunt. Mark Hunt's one big motherfucker, but Lesnar, man, is a fucking beast. He's an animal. He's fast. He could be the fucking best fighter ever in. Look, he's a fucking beast. The guy is a fucking beast, mate. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. He'd be a good debt collector, Brock Lesnar. A good enforcer for the mafia back in the day. He is a fucking one machine, but do not underestimate Samoan Joe, because he is one Samoan motherfucker. And the Samoans are one tough bunch of motherfuckers. The Rock, he's a tough bastard in real life. I'm telling you. The Rock's tough, his family were tough. Haku, the Wild Samoan tag teams. Samoans are tough. I'm telling you, they're fucking tough bastards. They come from an island, a tribe. So they've got toughness in the blood. Like the Irish have, and Jamaicans, and the Africans have more about their endurance. They've got more endurance with their long distance running. Obviously, because of the sun and they can endure a lot more pain than probably any other race. The Irish are tough in their brutality of toughness and fighting. Like, not every Irish, and depends on who you are. You can be really soft Irish people, really soft African American, or you know. But Irish have got that brutality, hardness, toughness to them. Anyway, Here we go. Here's a match underway. Samoan Joe, boom, smashes Lesnar into the barricade. I told you, do not take Samoan Joe lightly. Three jabs to Samoan. Face first against the announce table. Again. Bang! Rock fucking, standing rock bottom, straight through the fucking table. Lesnar's down. Told you, Samoan Joe is not to be taken lightly. And he is going to give it to Brock Lesnar, I'm telling you. He is one tough bastard. Not a great way to start the match. Paul Heyman is shocked. His advocate has been destroyed. He got thrown into the barricade. Quick free jab and then a standing rock bottom through the table. Both of them have been fighters all their life. Lesnar growing up on a farm. Samoan Joe grew up on the Isle of Samoa and got a tough family, I've read. His dad was part of the tribe, Samoan tribe, I think, a gang in South Florida, I think. That's what I've heard, might not be true. Look at Samoan Joe there. Ahi, 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 aha, oha, oha, oha. He's standing there like a Samoan, like a traditional Samoan in his island, as they do. They get on their knees and they go, aha, 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 aha. Well, it's always caught Brock Lesnar off guard, but now. But as the smiles now, as Joe, straight into the corner. Great Enziguri kick by Joe. Is that his signature move? Headbutt, headbutt. Bloody hell, Brock Lesnar's getting brutalized. Never seen anyone take it to Brock Lesnar like this. Ever. Oh, knees by Lesnar. The UFC knees, fucking knee him in his fucking head here. Yeah, go on, fucking, right, fucking, yeah, world-class gap. Joe's got probably the weight advantage on Lesnar. Oh, he's jabbing him, he's getting the left jabs in, he's putting them in. And then the hammer fist. It's like a fight, this is a fight, I love it, come on. Oh, great mat wrestling by Joe there. But I don't think he could out-mat wrestle Lesnar, because he is an NCAA champion. Oh, now here comes Lesnar, putting them strong fucking shoulders on. Boom, fucking knees to the head. Go on, Lesnar, show that brutality. From UFC, headbutt. This is a fight. This is a fight. Oh, he's going for the Cobra Clutch. Oh, shit, Lesnar's in trouble here. Cobra Clutch, he's locked it in. He's got it in. Oh, Brock Lesnar, man, what's he going to do? Oh, puts him onto the turnbuckle. Oh, Suplex City time. Number one. Suplex City, bitch. Suplex City. Suplex City now. Two. Number two. Now, Samoan Joe has entered Suplex City. He now is a resident. Number three. Three suplexes there. This match is going to test Lesnar. Lesnar's got endurance. This is what I mean, as I said before. This match needs to be a match. Suplex City, bitch. Come on, Lesnar. From the beast. Oh, Samoan Joe with it. That classic heel move there. Grabs the referee and low blow by Samoan Joe. That's a classic heel move by Samoan Joe there. Yeah, this match has been quite a good one. It's been fast. Oh, that's like a standing, kneeling rock bottom there. probably enough a different word to the move. This has been off. This has been off the chain. It's been like it's been a fight from the get go. About 5 to 10 minutes in this to match. Probably slow down now a bit, I think. Oh, now he's going for the Cobra Clutch. He's not slowing down. It's high spot after high spot in this match. Lesnar, I've never seen Lesnar take a beating like this. Never. This is what makes this match special. Lesnar's like his face turning red a bit. Oh, Lesnar's in trouble. He's got it locked in now. Lesnar's gasping for air. This is a fight Lesnar would have to tap in the UFC match, obviously. Oof. He's in trouble here. Classic selling by Lesnar, I've got to admit. His face is selling it good. Ooh, side suplex. That shows the strength of Lesnar. Picking up a 250 to 300 pound man like that off a Cobra Crush. I can't ever have seen Brock Lesnar take a beating like he has in this match. Never. This is what makes this match great. And it's been on since. It's been a fight. Oh, that's great move. Suplex number 4. You see Lesnar there? That would be great in a fight. If you've got your back to the guy, you're going under the legs, and then he does the suplex like that. Number 6. The 6th trip to Suplex City. Number 7. No, 7. Isn't it? 6, 7. I think it's 7. No, 7. I'm sure it's 7. Oh, we're going for the F5. Oh, now he's going for the Cobra Clutch. This is a good match. Again, Lesnar's in trouble for the third time in this match with the Cobra Clutch. Boom, back into the thing. Oh, but Lesnar. Oh, he's put a bit of weight on Lesnar there by back to the turnbuckle, putting his leg. Lesnar selling it well as well. Good selling by Lesnar. This is a great match, I've got to admit. It's the best match that Brock Lesnar's had in a while. This match will be remembered. Oh, F5 quick. This is how quick and dangerous Brock Lesnar is. F5. 1, 2, 3. Yes. Brock Lesnar does it. But Samoa Joe giving him a run for his money there. I'd like this match to go on for longer. I'll give this match I'm going to give it a 4-star. 4-star match. Because it was on from the get-go. It went on longer than Lesnar and Goldberg did at WrestleMania, so I'll give this match a 4-star. That's going to set up a match between Lesnar and Reigns at SummerSlam. But Joe giving him a run for his money there. It's going to look Joe look better. I knew it was going to happen. That was a fight. This match was a fight. 7 suplexes for Suplex City. Cobra Clutch attempt 3 times. The fights, the back and forth fight. I'm happy with the match. Can't see complaining about this match. The only thing is the match never slowed its pace down. I thought it might have slowed down a bit. But he got everything he wanted to get in there, so I'll give this match a 4-star. And I'll review the pay-per-view and give it a rating out of 10 like I do. But Lesnar, no one took it to Lesnar like Joe did that night. But Lesnar's the champion. It sets up the match for Lesnar and Reigns at SummerSlam. It's going to be a big match like this one was. What a great match.